This episode is in support of our Awe Experience, a weekend of rest and care created for busy leaders. If you're used to giving everything at work, your community, or to your family, this is an invitation to pause. The Awe Experience offers a special place to rest, reflect, and connect community with other women across Oregon. Learn more about the powerful weekend at womenfoundationoforegon.org/get involved. Click on the screen to reserve your spot because rest is a part of leadership. Rest is my zeal, it's recharging my brill.
Welcome to the Women's Foundation of Oregon podcast. This is a space for pause, for listening, for stories that remind us we are not broken, systems are. Here, we center rest as a foundation for justice and explore what becomes possible when awareness leads to well-being and well-being leads to empowerment. I'm Libra Ford, your executive director of the Women's Foundation of Oregon. Thank you for being here. Take a breath, because justice doesn't move forward without rest.
Well, first, let's just start off with, who are you and why are you here?
The big question. let's go there first. So, Stephanie Marquez, Advancement and Development Director, Women's Foundation of Oregon. I'm here because I believe in women. And it's so rooted in me and my family. My mom was one of seven and always felt like if you had another woman as a partner, you can get anything done. And so many times her and her sisters got everything done. And so excited to be a part of this team and supporting this community, because I feel like definitely wanting to be the woman that was there for me when I was young and growing up and a young leader, but also being able to bring that forward and bring voice to those that haven't been able to find their voice yet.
I love that. So when you first came to Women's Foundation of Oregon, and I'll give some context, we've worked together a long time. Yeah. And when we got here, it was, new. We didn't really know what's going on. And we came from this very kind of stressed, forward moving, lots to do environment. Right. And then we came here. We were trying to figure out what we were going to do, which we have.
Yes.
Thanks
definitely.
To you and the team and myself. We're super excited to be here. But how did that feel for you? It was quite a switch. But talk about how that felt.
Well, it was definitely a shift, because coming from an environment of having a staff that was knocking on the door or the window or calling or whatever, to being us just like, okay, so what are we doing? My hair's not on fire. I don't know how to function when my hair is not on fire, because I'm used to putting out the fires, mm-hmm. answering the calls, being, available 24/7. And so moving to an environment where there wasn't a fire, moving into an environment of being able to have really conversations and understandings and being able to do that deep dive and support in problem solving was very different than like, I got it. And just that, not having to have it. Yeah. It's huge.
It is huge. Yeah. I've loved the journey of us. We're moving into 4 years and, I tell people all the time when I interview for the job, I didn't ask the right questions because I didn't know what was going on or what wasn't going on. Yeah. We figured out very quickly what wasn't going on. But now we've landed on this beautiful moment where we're filling a gap, which speaks to kind of our experience of coming to like this hustle into this like solution based strategy thinking, being intentional about movement and energy. It's really been kind of a gift for me personally. And now we get to give that to others in this all experiences and everything we're doing. It's full circle. And yet it resonates with me in a way that is so profound. It's kind of surreal to be here. And I don't know how you feel, but I want to know how you feel. But I could not have imagined this.
Not ever.
Yeah.
Not ever being able to work in this type of environment where it is, you know, for a long time, it's that trust-based word where it's like, oh, there's trust. And it's like, no, 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 there's real trust. Yeah. there's genuine trust. And being able to have that and share it is not anything that I would have ever, you know, imagined. Mm-hmm. But also being able to work with women for the support of women and being able to do it in a way that takes in that full circle everything, because so many times women are asked to show up as a partial self or as the mask. Yes. Like, I love what you do, but just make sure you bring your good mask. Yeah, like, exactly. What? Hold on. Like, put my good mask on. Yeah. And so being able to show up as your full self and having that understanding and acceptance of others, because as I've gone out and had the opportunity to visit nonprofits and, you know, we walk in the door and they definitely start the show. And I'm like, so no show here. Like, we're here to talk and hang out and get to know you and understand needs. And I don't believe that a lot of them historically have had that opportunity. More people are starting to show up that way. But having that opportunity where we're coming in as people to work with people is not something that's been there.
Oh. And I mean, our assets come from a time where I think obviously you and I would not be working for this company in 1887. And so it's also full circle that we are showing up for people in the community of Oregon as women of color. And we, of course, have an expansive team now, but we are representative of people in the state in a way that's really unique. And it's really powerful to be able to be in philanthropy from that lens versus, you know, I think philanthropy has had a harmful history. Mm-hmm. But we're creating this kind of joy and help in a way that's embracive and also collective in the way that we're doing it. And I would not say it's easy, but I will say it's rewarding. Would you say the same?
Definitely. Definitely rewarding. And again, being able to be that face, which was not the face of 1887, mm-hmm. and looking back at some of the history of the organization and being able to create something new that does represent so many more and welcoming to others as well. Because we all know we've walked into situations where it's like, oh, they didn't expect me.
Yeah.
Like, not at all. Not in this face, not in this body, not from this community, exactly. All of those things. But being able to walk into spaces and being welcoming, being understanding, wanting to listen mm-hmm. more than we speak, which is something that, again, is not really heard of in philanthropy very much, where you have that, you know, that openness to others that, you know, mm-hmm. we didn't have in the past.
Yeah. So now we're in this transition phase, right? We've got this theory of change, which I want to speak on that. But I also want to speak on the fact that part of our transition is we've always been philanthropy, but because we've been showing up in honor of others, like most women do, people don't always see that we also need, right? Because we're not just here to help, we're also here to get things, to give more. And so there's a real kind of balance there in terms of who we are and what we need to be, and we're really shifting there. But let's talk about the theory of change and that shift first. Us arriving at this rest gives us more space. And then with more space, you get the dream. And then, of course, with dreaming, we're hoping to help Oregon come up with a future that we all can be proud of. But speak to me a little bit about that arrival of that transition and how it feels for you.
Well, really with having the acceptance of, well, actually, let me take a step back. Because when we talk about rest, so many people are like, oh, yeah, I got 3 hours. And it's like, no. So...
You know, I'm sorry.
Exactly. So let's get that eight. Yeah. But also not only that, just the mental rest, the physical rest, mm-hmm. the emotional rest. Mm-hmm. It's a full picture.
Yes.
And being able to have that understanding and have that conversation. Because let me tell you, there's so many things that I've read and podcasts I've listened to and the guests we've had here, really just like, oh my gosh, I've never thought about it that mm-hmm. way. All of those things really start to create this environment that we want to have for everyone. But it isn't until we actually share this language, mm-hmm. share what the understanding is, because so many times it's, okay, this is what I feel, but I really don't know what that means.
Right.
So adding the language to it is really key, mm-hmm. and being able to share that and share the resources of understanding, mm-hmm. where that comes from, what it can be. So I was so excited to be able to begin that journey.
Yeah.
Being able to find those understandings, being able to discuss the brain science of it all, mm-hmm. because just saying brain science is like, so that's not me. I don't know nothing about that. Like, science. I didn't go to that class. All those things. But just being able to understand it and break it down in a way that everybody understands and can talk about and can share, then we can really, again, put that forward more so that people can understand, oh, well, I'm facing this in my work because of these things. Yes. I'm facing this in my personal life because of these things. And because I'm not resting, because I'm always hustling, I'm always grinding, I'm always doing these things, they affect me in so many other levels. Right. So being able to go on this journey for me has really been amazing, because it's taught me new language to use and share, and being able to really transcribe it in a way that our community is not afraid of it.
Yeah.
Because for so long, rest has been lazy.
Yes.
Why are you lazy? Why are you taking a nap? Why are you sitting down? Why are you doing this? As opposed to, no, you need your rest.
That's right.
You need to take time.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, there was people used to say, or was said at times, tired rhymes with fired.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say who, but...
But, that's crazy.
But they would say, oh, so if you're tired, you must be getting ready to get fired.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm glad we're not living that no more.
We're not living that anymore. But
some people are.
You're right. You're right. There are plenty of people that are still in that hustle, grind, mm-hmm. got to do this, all of those things. And it's great to be able to step back and put new language in to say, no, you need to rest.
Yes.
And one of the things when I'm... in some of these mixers and getting to know people, I'll ask the question, so how are you resting? And they're like, what? And the question's that.
Right.
But being able to really talk more about it and really promote mm-hmm. that it is not a luxury. It is a basic need.
Absolutely.
And we all need to reset the nervous system. We 1,000%. All need to take a step back, and we need to release this hustle culture.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a really powerful place for us to be in, because like you say, you're naming it and giving language to it, and then you're sharing that. Mm-hmm. So that collective kind of healing, the collective power, collective impact is, you know, what we've been known for, Women's Foundation of Oregon, but really putting it in context of today's world. In particular, in my opinion, we talk a lot about women in leadership position, and we focus on nonprofit leaders and making sure they are resting. But there's also this political climate, right, that is really, really... dangerous for people's nervous system. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times resting is seen as I'm not fighting, right? Yeah. I'm not in the mix. I'm not actually in the justice loop, right? And I had the opportunity of watching Stacey Abrams. She came to Portland, mm-hmm. and I was super excited to hear her speak, because she's just a powerhouse, right? And I had an opportunity to ask her a question about that, right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times we do get that feedback, like, wow, you guys are not doing the fight. We need mm-hmm. to be fighting. And we're like, well, we are fighting. Mm-hmm. And she has 10 steps to mobilizing justice. And of course, a lot of that is activism and mobilizing people and organizing. But the 10th step is about dreaming. The 10th step is, if you don't dream and know what you want, then you're wasting your time. And it was such a powerful moment for me, because we were in a room full of philanthropists. And I've had lots of different discussions with people. Some mm-hmm. people are like, I get it. And then some people are like, I don't get it. But the reality is that we need it all. Right. Yes. And so that we're filling this part of the mm-hmm. all of mm-hmm. the rest and understanding it, make sure our nonprofit mm-hmm. leaders who are closest to the work are getting that rest. And we're dreaming so we know where we are going.
Yes. Yes.
That is the key.
Yes. And that's part of, I mean, just that concept of dreaming. Again, I feel like so many times, you know, dreams are characterized in black and white.
Mm.
But here's the reality. We can dream in color.
That's
we
right.
can dream in color. We can dream outside of the box. The purpose of a dream is it doesn't have to be in that box. There's so many other expansive opportunities there. And also so many times they try to put it in that small box or in that small circle, and you can't dream outside of this loop. But in reality, when you can rest, when your nervous system has time to reset, when you can do all those things, then you do dream more vividly. And sometimes it's like, whoa, where did that come from? Right. Being able to dissect that and understand, well, it's a feeling that I have deep down that is only coming out now because I've been able to really reset my system.
That's right. Yeah,
because so I have true. Been able to really take that step back because I've been hustling so much. Yeah.
Yeah. And side note, we did not coordinate on these colors. It just worked out. But anyway, since we're talking about color. But I will also say, let's talk about our awe experience. Because you're bringing up that. And one of our awe experiences, you did a great practice around dreaming in color. And I want to just give context to it. Because a lot of folks are hearing us speak about our awe experiences. But it's still a new concept, which, you know, new concepts are, to me, super dope. Because it gives you a chance to grow and learn. But our concept is really around giving people space to dream. We're providing that to our nonprofit leaders. But speak about our awe experiences.
Definitely. So our experiences are, you know, we have the 3 and the 1 day, and I'll just go through the 3 day first, because when I think about that aha moment, we take individuals out to an environment, a group of individuals out to environments that are not outside. They're outside of their norms, either at the coast or near Sisters, Oregon, and they have the ability to leave it all behind. Try not to have the Wi-Fi on. They come in and they're able to walk into an environment, put their shoulders down, and we'll take care of everything else.
Yeah.
We've gotten to know them ahead of time, so therefore we know what they like, what they don't like, what they're allergic to, all those different things. And they come in and they have a house or a place to stay in that is of their first 3 choices, and then also activities that can help them really let their guard down, walk in nature, write some poetry, walk on the beach, but really understand kind of where they're going and what they're going through, not just at work, but also in their personal lives.
Yes.
I always have this clear picture in my head is our second night at one of our spaces, and one of our nonprofit leaders just popped up and they were like, oh my gosh, I've been going through this thing in months in my head, but I haven't been able to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But because they were able to reset their nervous system, it just came back to them.
That's right.
So giving them that space, that opportunity to really just take care of themselves and not have to worry about everything else.
That's right.
They show up, they get a bag of goodies and snacks.
Yep.
If they're in a cabin, we've already stocked it.
We like food. We like food here.
We've already stocked it with whatever they need.
Yeah.
I've had a leader say to me, I don't eat healthy. And I was like, say less.
Cool.
What do you need? What do you need? She was like, Doritos and Pepsi. I got you.
No judgment.
None at all. Nope. None at all. Whatever you need, we're going to make sure that it's there for you so that if you wake up in the middle of the night and you like apples and peanut butter, it's there.
Yep.
Yeah. You like some Doritos and a Pepsi, that's there too. Whatever that is, it's there for you so that you can feel safe, you can feel calm, you can work through whatever you need to work through in that time period. And then also, we introduced some skills.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've already known about them. We've done the dreaming in color. I was really surprised with all leaders that were like, I want to paint. I was like, oh, say less. We have all the different things to do. Mm-hmm. But they were able to use a couple different prompts to be able to do some painting or some drawing or some color sheets to get that energy out and help them express their stuff in whatever way feels good to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think so many times now we're so used to people telling us that isn't right, or you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't do that, and you can't put this color with this color. Do what you like.
Yeah, do what you like.
Whatever's comfortable for you.
And that's what we get to do every single day is grant nonprofits these spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Nonprofit leaders. And for us, it's been great because we know that they're closest to the issues, they're closest to the justice work. And so if we can take care of them, because that's what the swirl is about. It's about care, care for all, right? Like we constantly break up care into little pieces like health care or preschool for all the things. They're all really powerful things and we need them all. But the bottom line is, as a human species, we must care for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the heart of what Women's Foundation is doing. And what we will continue to do is care for each other first, because we take care of each other. And then take care of the women in the state that are leading nonprofits doing very difficult work, and they deserve mm-hmm. to have a calm nervous system.
Yes.
And that's what we fund now. And I got to say, Stephanie, and we have other team members, Kristen, we got another team member coming on Saba, and we have lots of consultants that we work with. This has been the most incredible work of my career. And I know in my heart that this will be the most rewarding and the probably the most proud work of my entire career. And I've had huge jobs, right? Mm-hmm. We got a 4-person team.
Yeah.
Powerhouse. Small yes. but mighty.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
But the reality is it doesn't take much to have an impact. Mm-hmm. But if we think about care first, we can do anything.
Definitely.
And we darn know, we definitely know that if we do it for women, oh, we gonna be all right.
Oh, always, always, always that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes. So yeah. Super excited. And of course, I've worked with you for many years, but just really proud of your growth too. And proud of just our relationship as a team. And I hope that everybody sees it. I mean, they do. I constantly get people saying, can I work for you? I'm like, we ain't got that kind of money. Not yet, though.
Y'all hiring?
Yeah,
not right now.
Hold on. Give us a minute. Help us out. We're going to keep growing and we're going to hire all y'all.
Yes.
But right now we're on to something, and we're hoping that everyone gets on this bus with us, because we're not just focusing on the fight. We're focusing on where we're going.
Yes.
And that is the key. I'm not mad at the fighters. I've been there. I've been on the streets. I'm that girl.
Everybody has a lane.
I ain't afraid of it.
Everybody has a lane.
Yeah, but right now we trying to make a plan.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. As we close, we invite you to carry this conversation with you. Not as something to fix, but something to sit with. Rest is not separate from justice. It is how we sustain it. May you leave this episode with permission to pause, to listen inward, and to honor what your body and spirit are asking for next. Thank you for spending this time with us. Until next time, be gentle to yourself, stay grounded, and remember, rest is not a reward or luxury. It is justice.
Before we close, I want to give a moment just to invite you to join the journey. This show exists because of the shared commitment to thoughtful dialogue, rest, care, and the community. And when you join the journey, you're helping us sustain space where we can help showing others. Your support goes directly into creating episodes, amplifying voices, and building a podcast that reflects the values we talk about here. If this show has ever helped you slow down, think differently, or feel free, less alone, join the journey. Love this podcast? You can support it by joining the journey or partnering with us by sponsoring this show. Visit womenfoundationoforegon.org and learn more. Thank you for being a part of the community.